It is the very comfort sought in this world, which itself brings disaster upon the wicked. Shlomo HaMelech concludes this section by remarking upon the irony inherent in the situation of those who have deserted the Torah for an easier life, one of chasing pleasure and unrestrained drives. For starters, using a modern example, such individuals have fallen asleep behind the wheel, by preferring to avoid the vexing and stressful pressure which is demanded by those who genuinely fear God, who repeatedly insist on staying alert and focused on the truth of reality, who poke and poke themselves to not allow their heavy eyelids to droop to the point where they are unattuned to the ever-present danger they are in the midst of navigating. These sinners have chosen to instead allow themselves to hurtle through a battle of epic proportions, completely blinded, seduced by their evil inclination. And when the inevitable crash occurs soon after, they will regret the silliness of thinking this was the calmer path to take. Moreover, these fools will also unfortunately discover that even their efforts in the here and now will have been in vain. The Vilna Gaon comments how their mistaken notion of comfort will lead them to exist in a stressful, unfulfilled, and unsated state in this world as well. The path to a life pregnant with meaning and satisfaction begins with the Torah and its ways, not unfettered pleasure-seeking. Ironic though it may be, the need for ease in a stress-free life has prevented it, for by eschewing responsible awareness, individuals such as these have sadly made distress and dissatisfaction their own inescapable destiny.